our Rex Hudler interview and during the show. Now you are Snapchatting me, like actually to me, making fun of or being angry with ways that I handled the outline today. During the break, I see I have a Snapchat from Mitch Fortner, and I open it, and it is a picture of the outline with a part of it circled, and Mitch making fun of me. Making fun of me, being angry, how would you classify
it? Oh, you think that he
offended.
Was... Think
offended.
He was disrespectful. Mitch is offended. He was disrespectful but with the 525 segment?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Well, first of all, that is something we're going to have to address here. I am surprised that Tyler is involved with...
Why are you acting like I'm not allowed to be to know who that guy is? And I know that we're going to fill in the blanks for the listeners.
Did you know that Tyler was a Chris Cornell fan?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of people are fans, but
yeah, like okay.
I didn't know.
Why am I not allowed?
Well, hey, I'm out of the loop on this one. We'll address it at 525. I guess I'm just the only one. Let's get into something I do know about, and that is last night the Royals having their charity auction. The first thing I saw with this, so I went to dinner last night. I get back. I turn on the Royals game. They're already down. I mean, I think it was like 9-2 by the time I had turned it on. And I was like, okay, great. I start seeing the Royals charity auction items scroll down on the bottom of the screen. And normally I wouldn't pay too much attention, but the first thing that caught my eye, I was like, Girls Night Out with Eric Hosmer as a charity auction item. It's like, are they seriously sending Eric Hosmer out with a bunch of women to like Westport or like Power and Light?
At the Plaza?
The Plaza, something like that. Because that sounds like fish in a barrel for Eric Hosmer.
Oh, boy.
You know.
that's not a man that needs to spend very much time on Tinder.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, that's just too easy right there for Mr. Hosmer, who was at one point in time dating Casey McDonald, who has moved on out of Boston. As far as I know, Hos is still single. I've not seen anything about him being in a relationship for anybody else now, but... and then the money for it was like up to like $5,000. It's like, man, wouldn't it be nice if people, if women, we're speaking as men here, if women wanted to pay $5,000 just to hang out with you? Then I find out, reading the description of it, it's not actually a night out. All you get to do is come by and say hi to them at batting practice and go watch the game.
They embellished the title there quite
a bit. They did. They did.
Yeah.
That was misleading. It was a fake news title.
But smart, because I feel like if you actually were doing a night out with Eric Hosmer, in all honesty, the club probably would have had him sign some sort of contract that says, you're not going to hit on these people, we're not going to have some sort of incident. We can't be auctioning off like a, you know, we can't be getting to borderline like reverse prostitution here. So
Whoa.
I'm just saying. I think that they were probably smart to limit it to saying hi during batting practice.
Oh, I know. And I'm just, look, I love the Royals. They do great work. This charity auction's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But there were a few things there that I just thought were funny. And it exemplifies, like, what Eric Hosmer is. He is the guy. He is the star. He's really the face of the Royals. And this is the type of thing why a lot of people think he will be the toughest to re-sign out of anybody, because he's such a star like that, that it belongs, that type of persona would belong in a bigger market. And it's hard to dispute that when you see items like this, Girls Night Out with Eric Hosmer, going for $5,000, $6,000. I mean, if anybody wants to bid on Girls Night Out with John Kurtz or something for a radio-a-thon, radio auction.
The phone lines are open.
That's
right now.
It's every Friday, isn't it, John?
Well, yeah.
The bid starts at $5. Let's do this.
What was your favorite item from the Royals charity auction?
Well, I'm always partial to things with Salvi, just because he's my favorite player. But honestly, in this case, just because I don't have a lot of experience in California and I'd like to visit L.A., the L.A. road trip sounded pretty cool.
I agree. If I'm if I could have one of these items, that would be the one. I'd love the.
It's
LA
a road trip. Like, you get to travel with the team, I guess, for their series against the Dodgers. That'd be pretty nice.
Well, the other thing I noticed when we started looking into this for the show today, actually reading all the descriptions for these items, this was completely unplanned. But I started reading these and I was like blown away by how hilarious some of the descriptions were with they tried to work in a corny pun to every single description, which I'm all about. This will be in jest what I'm about to do here. I love puns, and so this stuff makes me crack up. But here are five of the best that they had on all these things. When they're talking about winning or bidding on dinner with George Brett, you can go to Capitol Grill and have dinner with George Brett. One of the lines in the description was, "You're four and our five at the Capitol Grill equal a truly one-of-a-kind experience." George Brett is number five,
right.
Group of four people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can have cake with Lorenzo Cain. That is one of the packages. He really likes cake. So you can have pregame cake with Lorenzo Cain. And the last line of that one was, you can have your cake and Locaine too.
I hope he's not actually eating cake before games.
I had the same thought, but yeah. I don't know. They're finely tuned athletes. Yeah. The Eric Hosmer, Girls Night Out with Eric Hosmer, one of the lines in there, on this special night, the hair is perfect and the smile gleams. But doesn't it always for Eric Hosmer?
Oh, my goodness. I just feel like we're watching The Bachelor now.
It's pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse because I'm building to the best one.
Mm-hmm.
The L.A. trip to watch the Royals play the Dodgers. The Royals are going to Hollywood and you're in the picture.
That's probably the worst one, I think.
Just wait.
Well, I know which one you're getting to. But.
I love watching the reactions of everybody here as I deliver these. The final corny description from the Royals charity auction that I love, by the way. I appreciate what they're doing here. You can get a Danny Duffy bobblehead collection.
It says autographed, and you get to meet him too, you know.
So this is one of the lines.
Yeah.
This Danny bobblehead will duffinately be top shelf in your collection.
Now, Mitch likes that one because he's partial to bobbleheads. But
I'm a Duffy guy.
But does that mean that you appreciate
duffinately?
The Danny bobblehead will duffinately be top shelf in your collection?
Hey, sometimes there's nothing wrong with cheesy, John.
I said I like it. But you laughed at all the other ones, and that you just shook your head. I'm just trying to read you.
I've got a question for a lot of these. The ones that the one that features Hosmer, one with Kane. All of these are set for like a game to be determined sometime this season. Don't you think if you bought one of these, you want to get that on the schedule as quickly as possible in case the Royals decide to have the fire sale to make sure that Hosmer doesn't get away before you get your night out with him?
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, what happens?
Right. Like that would be a huge issue.
Then you're getting girls' night out with Rex Hudler or something like that.
Well, hey, don't be mad or don't be mean to Rex.
That's not mean.
Okay.
All right.
I thought
that was not meant to be mean.
I would bid for that.
You guys mind if I interrupt real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Severe weather.
Yep.
It's already heading into our area. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Geary and northwestern Morris County. That's until 5 o'clock. Right now it's moving straight north, 30 miles per hour, mostly impacting rural areas at this moment. It's going to move its way into the southern border of Geary County, but more on the west side. There is possibility of hail with this storm as well and a lot of rainfall. Is possible as well. Also, still a tornado watch in effect for our listening area until 10 o'clock tonight.
All right, thanks for staying on top of it, Mitch. We will continue to do so throughout the show. Could get pretty rough tonight. Tune in to K-Man. Also on social media, 1350 KMAN. We will keep you up to date. When we come back, things getting worse for Baylor. You're listening to The Game.